Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, who gets to take the mortgage interest deduction? Amy from Minnesota called in with this question.
Hi, Money Girl. I have a complex question that I think is becoming relevant considering that more and more couples today, they're finding, are not marrying and choosing to buy a house and cohabitate without being married. We purchased the house, and the loan had to go under my name because of my credit, but I was adamant at the time that they also put my partner's name on the title because it's worthwhile for him to claim any interest, whereas I have almost no income, so it doesn't help me to claim interest. So what I'm wondering is, how do we go about, or can we even go about, getting him able to claim the interest deduction when his name is, it appears, is only on the title and not on the loan paperwork, the mortgage paperwork?
Thanks for that great question, Amy. The topic is a really interesting one. Okay, so who does get to take the mortgage interest deduction? Is it the borrowers on the loan? Is it the owners on title? Is it the person or persons actually making the mortgage payments? Who gets it? In Publication 936, the IRS states that you can deduct mortgage interest if you itemize deductions on Schedule A and are legally liable for the loan. The IRS also says that you cannot deduct payments you make for someone else if you are not legally liable to make them. In addition, the IRS states that there must be a true debtor-creditor relationship between you and the lender. So according to the IRS, it sounds as if you'd actually need to be on the loan to deduct the mortgage interest. But is that really the case? Let's see if Legal Lad can help shed some light on this topic.
Legal Lad here. It is not required in every case for you to have a true debtor-creditor relationship with your lender to take the mortgage interest deduction. Title 26, Code of Federal Regulations, Section 1.163-1B provides, quote, interest paid by the taxpayer on a mortgage upon real estate of which he is the legal or equitable owner, even though the taxpayer is not directly liable upon the bond or note secured by such mortgage, may be deducted as interest on his indebtedness, end quote. In English, it means that you may deduct the mortgage interest you paid so long as you are the owner of the property, even if you are not specifically named on the loan.
Thanks, Legal Lad.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So Title 26, which is the law, is clear. You may deduct the mortgage interest if you itemize deductions, even if you are not specifically named on the loan. And generally speaking, when there's a discrepancy between the law and a government agency's interpretation of it, the language of the law prevails. It's always important to consult your own tax advisor whose opinion may differ from ours, but many seasoned tax pros typically will allocate the mortgage interest deduction between co-owning domestic partners based on the mortgage interest they actually paid, even if only one of them is named on the loan or mortgage interest statement. And here are a few important points. First, you may only deduct the mortgage interest you actually paid. So in Amy's case, if she's paying half the mortgage and her significant other is paying the other half, they may each deduct only their half of the mortgage interest if they itemize deductions on Schedule A. Second, if you own both a primary and a second home, you may deduct the mortgage interest you actually paid for both homes if you itemize on Schedule A. Lastly, if you share the mortgage interest deduction with another person but you are not named on Form 1098, which is the form the lender sends you showing the mortgage interest that was paid during the year, you'll want to create and attach a short and simple statement to your Schedule A that says how much of the interest you each paid and gives the name and Social Security number of the person who received the 1098. If you want to learn more, see the end of the transcript for this episode at qdnow.com. There, you'll find links to IRS Publication 936, Title 26, and TaxAlmanac.org, where tax pros discuss this issue and many others in the online forums. As always, everyone's situation is different, so it's a good idea to consult a tax or financial advisor. Today, I'm giving away two copies of Lower Taxes in 7 Easy Steps by Stephen Fishman. This week's book winners are Kate in New York City and John Jay. Congratulations, Kate and John. Check your email for instructions. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. If you have a question or comment, email it to money@qdnow.com. Or if you have a microphone on your computer, call in your question using the free MyChingo voicemail tool in the sidebar of the Money Girl section of qdnow.com. Also, please take a moment to post a review at iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. Money Girl is part of the QD Now Network. Check out the Mr. Manners podcast. This week, he's talking about interviewing etiquette. Thanks for listening.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.